Some say approval of the referendum means California could have another gold rush. This one sparked not by minerals, but by a wealth of medical research money. UW-Madison officials dismissed that characterization. Tim Mulcahy is Associate Vice Chancellor for Research Policy. He says it's not so much public cash that will lure away scientists and possibly make California a world leader in the field. It's a state's long-term commitment to embryonic stem cell research.
I think a lot of us who deal with these issues, I think the investigators themselves on our campuses get quite frustrated and actually disappointed when every time they pick up the newspaper, there's a mention of another legislative attempt to place restrictions or outright prohibitions on the research.
California has established a constitutional right to conduct stem cell research, but in Wisconsin, Republican state legislators have previously pushed for limits or outright bans on embryonic research. Sue Armacost of Wisconsin Right to Life says the success of the California referendum could put pressure on lawmakers to provide public funds for research her group opposes.
And we're going to have to be extremely vigilant and begin educating particularly the new legislators that have come in so that they understand what is at stake here.
Wisconsin is strapped for cash, and so far Governor Jim Doyle has not pushed for state taxpayers to fund embryonic research. But he says Wisconsin does have to promote research that holds promise to cure Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and other disease.
We in Wisconsin are going to have to step it up. We are the leader. I'm committed to making sure we remain the leader.
Doyle would like to see President Bush spend more on embryonic stem cell research and lift funding limits set 3 years ago. UW officials say they have relied on generous private funds to supplement federal research money. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.